In the year 483 BC, the vast Persian Empire was ruled by a powerful king, Ahasuerus, also known as Xerxes. His might was equaled by none, yet his heart was conquered by one. Come join us on a brief excursion of an all-new and exciting theatrical creation, Esther the Musical, a Jeannie Allen production. A special package is now available for your performance group, which includes a full-length script, 18 original songs, orchestrated backing tracks, piano scores, and vocal demonstration CDs. Optionally available are a DVD and a 12-piece conductor's score. So let's begin our musical journey through some of the pages of this captivating production of Esther the Musical. The opening narration sets the scene: King Xerxes' palace and his extravagant six-month party. And so enters the king, puffed up with pride and bolstered on by his entourage of advisors and cronies. Meanwhile, Mordechai, Esther's guardian, spends his days as a royal scribe at the city gate.
I sit here each day and record everything. I am a royal scribe of His Majesty the King. Every person and thing every day must be checked. By the end of the day, my mind is a wreck.
King Xerxes is proud, vain, and hot-tempered. He throws a tantrum when his queen refuses to come to his wild party and banishes her from the palace.
How could she refuse and embarrass me this way? For this humiliation she will dearly pay. I'll teach her a lesson she'll never forget. I'll make a decree and send her away.
Yes, you must put her in her place. What she's done's a terrible disgrace.
I never want to see her face. Never, never, never see her face.
In search of a new queen, 200 beautiful girls are brought to the king's harem. Haggai, the king's eunuch, sings to Esther a jazzy tune.
Stick with me, I know the ropes. Stick with me, don't sit there and mope. The king put me in charge of the girls, 200 heads of hair to curl. Stick with me, that's right baby, only me.
Haggai presents Esther with 7 handmaidens to help her get ready to meet the king. Esther wins the king's heart and is called into a destiny far greater than anyone could have imagined.
One night with the king has changed everything. My destiny's changed forevermore. I'll never be the same. I have a royal name.
The king has found his bride and calls all the people to join in his celebration.
This joy, let the party begin. Tell the whole world outside that the king's having a party, a coronation party. Yes, the king's having a party because he's
a courtier named Haman has risen to power. He hates Mordecai and despises all the Jews.
Whoa, I hate that Jew. I hate that pesky Jew. Revenge upon that Mordecai. He'll be in a royal stew. When I tell the king of his insolence to me and how he refuses to bow down to me.
He brings his sorcerers in to assist him in his evil scheme.
We see your eyes are gleaming. They are beaming like a demon. Something big is brewing. Tell us why you're stewing.
Mordecai mourns in the street the fate of the Jews. Inside the palace, Queen Esther hears that he is grieving.
Mordecai, I hear you crying. Oh, Papa, please don't despair. I know your heart is truly broken. And why you lay in rags, I really care.
Come to murder.
I can do nothing.
God could use you where you are.
I should be gone.
Nothing can save us but a miracle.
I cannot do miracles.
But through the darkness all around us, I can see.
The king, unable to sleep one night, has the court recorder read from his chronicles, discovering that Mordecai was responsible for saving his life.
On that fateful night, while Haman was scheming to have Mordecai hung the next morning, the spirit of the Lord moved upon the king and woke him in the night.
Esther invites the king and Haman to a banquet at which she exposes Haman and his evil scheme to destroy the Jews. The king has Haman hung. Mordecai is elevated to prime minister and sings of Esther's heroism.
Now the curse is overturned, and we will rejoice and celebrate the feast of poor Haman. Esther risked her life for us all.
The show ends with the entire cast coming together, singing the theme song, At This Time, In This Place, in which Esther finds her destiny and shines forth as the beautiful star of Persia. It's been a pleasure to share with you this exciting performance. We hope that you'll consider Esther the Musical for your church, synagogue, school, or theater. For prices and order forms, inquire at our website, theesthermusical.com, or by phone at 724-910-5132, or by mail at Jeannie Allen Productions, Post Office Box 262, Valencia, Pennsylvania, 16059. Thank you.